Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I'm praying for you. Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The end of the day prayer time is one of my favorite parts of my teaching day. I get to pray with my students, and they share special requests resting on their hearts. We've prayed for dads in the military, sick friends, broken toys, and one young man declared he had learned plenty and prayed that God would let him stay home with mom. Just yesterday, one student looked at me and said, "I'm praying for you." Just think about that for a moment. Working with young children is a huge responsibility. We teach them letters, sounds, and numbers. We marvel at God's creation as we study plants, animals, and other science topics. Students learn how to get along with each other and function in a classroom. Most importantly, we teach them about Jesus and his love for us. I'm not sure I can do all of that, at least not as well as I'd like. But I have someone praying for me. You have someone praying for you too. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. When I don't know where to turn next with whatever issue I'm facing, the Holy Spirit does know, and he prays for me. Just as Paul prayed for the Ephesians, we can pray for each other. I don't know you, but I'm praying that God will bless your ministry, that he'll guide you as you teach your little ones about Jesus, that he'll give you grace and wisdom. I trust you'll pray for me as well. We pray. Dear Ascended Lord, bless our churches and schools. Guide us as we share your word with our students, and give us wisdom as we work with children and their families. Help us remember that the Holy Spirit prays for us, and we can pray for each other. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.